Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ordinary Council meeting for Brighton for the month of August. I'll just remind everyone that an audio recording of the council meeting, except for any part held in closed session, will be made in accordance with our audio recording of council and committee meetings policy 7.11. The audio recording will be available on the council's website within 7 business days after this meeting. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Palawapatana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. I must also add that welcome to Councillor, senior staff and member of the public gallery. Welcome to our meeting for the month of August. Item 2 is apologies and applications for leave of absence. All councillors are present. Item 3 is confirmation of minutes, and item 3.1 is the confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 16th of July 2024. And they are submitted for confirmation. Is there any questions, amendments or discussion? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is declaration of interest. Is anyone wish to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? No interests have been indicated, so we'll move on. Item 5 is public question time and deputations. There are none this evening. Item 6 is reports from council, and item 6.1 is the Mayor's communications. They're listed there on page 5 of our agenda. Is there anything that anyone needs any clarification of? No? Excellent. I will ask that someone moves. Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6.2 is reports from Council representatives. Are there any reports for tonight's meeting? Councillor Della Torre.
I have just the one, Mr Mayor. I was asked to attend Holy Rosary Catholic School to present on local government and the importance of local government, its differences between local, state and federal. Had a wonderful meeting with the grade fours there where they helped me redesign Seymour Street or Ted Jeffries Park, and very glad to say they designed very much what council did and the plans meet expectations.
Beautiful.
And it's nice. Save a bit of money next time.
And it's nice to know that someone will know the difference between what local, federal and state politicians have under their control at some stage in the future. So thanks for that, Councillor Della Torre. Can I have that report be received? Moved by Councillor Iron, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7 is the miscellaneous correspondence, and there is 4 lots of correspondence that we have either received or sent out over the last month. And they're listed in our agenda. Item 8 is notification of council workshops. There were no council workshops held since the previous ordinary council meeting. Item 9 is notices on motion, and there aren't any. Item 10 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. There are no supplementary items to the agenda. Item 11 is reports from committees. There were no committee meetings in the month of August. Item 12 is council acting as a planning authority. There are no planning authority items for tonight's agenda. Item 13 is petitions, and item 13.1 is a petition to halt the rezoning of Cobbs Hill area from rural residential to residential. We had a petition that was sent to Councillor Della Torre and was lodged with council staff a week or so ago. James, can I hand over to you?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll give a quick summary, and Janine and Joe, just let me know if you want to add anything further. But as councillors are aware, we've commenced next consultation exploring upzoning of the Cobbs Hill area from rural residential to residential. We've had a public meeting, and there's been various submissions made to the planning team on that. In addition, we have this digital petition. There was also a written petition, but we've provided feedback to the petitioner of that one that it doesn't yet meet the requirements of the Act. Nevertheless, from our perspective, it's a fairly simple process from here, petition or not. Really, the core issue here is that a number of community members and others have concerns with the proposal that we need to consider and take seriously, which we will as part of the process. So really, as you can see in the recommendation there, we've received the petition and we'll consider the volume of that feedback through the normal process of consultation. Did you guys have anything to add to that? Great.
Excellent. There's a recommendation on page 8 of my agenda, which is that the petition be received and that the concerns raised by petitioners be noted and considered as part of the Sorrell Street Master Plan consultation process. Is someone prepared to move?
Move.
Moved by Councillor Murtagh, second by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on. Item 14 is officers' reports, and item 14.1 is the endorsement of Brighton Community Volunteer Strategy. Ange, I'll hand over to you.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. You'll recall that in May this year, we released the draft of the volunteer strategy during the National Volunteer Week for community feedback. The volunteer strategy was drafted based on a co-creation process, so community members and other organisations who wanted to be part of that co-creation process actually developed the draft strategy itself. And I'd really like to thank the Smith family, Andrea Garland, and the Brighton Community Food Hub, so Jeff Hull, for taking the time to provide their feedback on the draft. And as you will have seen, on the whole, most of their submission has been incorporated into the final version of the volunteer strategy that was presented here today for endorsement by council.
Thank you, Ange. Councillors, any questions of Ange?
If I may.
Councillor Della Torre.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate all the amendments. I think they hit the mark. For the vast majority. I'm a little concerned about the one on page 10 of that policy under focus area 3. It's the last dot point on that page. It's page 83 of our attachments pack. It speaks about the small and medium grants being used for safety equipment, office equipment, technology, supervisor training, so on and so forth, but it mentions funds for rewarding and recognising volunteers. I'm just a little concerned that that doesn't appear to fall within the remit of our grants program, and I'm wondering whether we should remove that and find other ways to reward and recognise volunteers in the municipality.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that the way that the grant submissions work, every application comes to council for our consideration. I may be wrong. I'm not sure that we actually specifically say that we're not going to give out grant funds for rewarding volunteers. And I think we have, I know there's been some that we haven't accepted or awarded funds to, and then in some instances we have seen that there is some value that in organisations, volunteers do give up a lot of time, and sometimes that ability to be able to reward them for the work that they've done is highly valued. So I think that we could say that that comes as a discretionary thing that we would assess as part of that small-medium grants process.
Thanks, Matt.
Councillor De La Torre, does that satisfy your...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
With that explanation, I'm happy to proceed.
Yep, no worries. Thank you. Just like to add, just quickly, probably thank some people in regards to the effort that was put in. I know that Councillor Phil Owen is listed in the planning stages of this particular policy. Kylie, obviously, Brittany, our former employee, plus a heap of other volunteers. So I think it's nice to just sort of acknowledge them and thank them for their work as well. If you could pass that on. Thanks, Ange. Councillors, there is a recommendation that we endorse the final Brighton Community Volunteer Strategy, 20th of August 2024. That's moved by Councillor De La Torre, second by Councillor Geard. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'd just echo the sentiment, thanking those that participated, but also thank council staff for the openness in which they approach this strategy. I think there are a lot of volunteers in our municipality, and it's good to give them the opportunity to comment on the strategy to help find more.
Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.2 is a variation to a small community grant 24-25 from Centrecare Evolve Housing. Once again, I'll hand over to Manager Community Development Engagement, Angela Turvey.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. As part of the small grants process, we awarded Centrecare Evolve the $2,500 for the Homelessness Week initiative that they had originally put in a submission for. In the kind of time frame that they had and some other factors, they decided that they would not use those funds for Homelessness Week in the way that they had originally intended. They decided to do the Connect card as an alternative, which was a very practical initiative that is a printed card that gives people the services that they might need to contact if they're experiencing or know others who are experiencing homelessness. They have then come back to us and asked if we could give them permission to use those funds to do a Seniors Week event instead. They've done a short project plan that was included as part of this report. And from having looked at that, it seems like a fairly sound idea. We don't do a lot of events for seniors in our community, and I think it would be quite a beneficial thing for us to do in Seniors Week and support Centrecare Evolve to do that event.
Thanks, Ange. Councillors, once again, is there any questions of Ange?
Good idea.
Councillor De La Torre.
Sorry, Ange. I just had a couple of queries on this one. The Seniors Week event registrations have already closed. I'm hosting some for work and they closed a while ago, and this isn't listed in the program for 2024.
They did acknowledge that. They would obviously promote it locally for our community. It's unfortunate that they missed the quota guide, but we will still promote it and help them promote it as a Seniors Week.
Is there any further questions? If not, we have a recommendation that Council approve the small grant amount of $2,500 awarded to Centrecare Evolve Housing in June 24 to be utilised for a Seniors Week event as outlined in the attachment of this report rather than the originally intended Homelessness Week initiative. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Murtagh. Seconded, Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.3 is a waste transfer station free access vouchers for financial year 24-25 for Jordan River Services. And you're earning your money this evening. What do you do?
So as for last year, we have only received the one request for the waste transfer station vouchers. And that is Jordan River Services. They've we've requested exactly the same amount as for the previous year, and this is the process that we follow for endorsing our community groups to have those vouchers. So they're just requesting that they get the 42 once again, that, which covers off all of like their two neighbourhood houses and the community shed as well.
Yep. Happy to move.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. I'll just ask if there's any questions of Ange on that one before I move. No, it's moved by Councillor Owen, second by Councillor McMaster. Is there any debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.4 is an updated Bridgewater Youth Hub MOU with the Tasmania Aboriginal Legal Service, TALS, and Brighton Council. Surprise, surprise, I'll hand over to Ange.
This one is just really so that Council has formally endorsed the MOU without the Australian Red Cross, so there's not really any other major changes to that other than removing the Australian Red Cross from that and just having it that we have endorsed the updated version.
Councillors, any questions of Ange? Ange, I'm assuming that Joselle is now fully employed by TALS and working. Is this her only project, the youth hub?
That's correct. Yep. So her role for the next, I think it's 10 months maybe. I can't remember what her contract is, but it is dedicated to predominantly the community engagement component of the youth hub.
No, that's excellent. Thank you. Councillors, we have a recommendation that we endorse the updated Memorandum of Understanding as presented with this report between TALS and Brighton Council for the development of a Bridgewater Youth Hub. Someone prepared to move?
Moved.
Moved by Councillor Geard, second by Councillor Irons. Is there any discussion or debate?
No.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.5 is the Greening Brighton Strategy. Ange, you want to do this one? No, we'll hand over to Jo. Thanks, Jo.
Cool, thank you. This is a report seeking your endorsement following some community consultation. It originally came to Council at the June meeting and it went out for 4 weeks consultation between the 28th of June and 30th of July. We received three submissions which didn't warrant any changes. However, let's see, Appendix G has been updated to reflect the draft open space master plan that's currently being worked on as well so that there aren't any inconsistencies. Other than that, yeah, it's put to you for endorsement.
Councillors, over to you. Is there any questions of Jo?
Quick one.
Councillor Wynne.
Probably more to Callum than Jo. Andrew Street, we started some planting along one side. Deciduous trees, do they comply with the policy that we're now adopting?
So procurement for those was undertaken before the Greening Brighton strategy was formalised, so no, they don't comply. But yeah, for forward projects, we'll definitely be looking to this for guidance and also just working with the Derwent Catchment Project. They've, and the ASPR Australia have kind of advocated for use of low allergy plantings, and so that'll be a real focus for us in future works as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Callum. Councillors, there is a recommendation that we endorse the 2024 to 2033 Greening Brighton Strategy. Yeah. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, second by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate?
Nope. Yes, Mayor. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'd like to just mention that on ABC Breakfast Radio recently, a Professor Byrne from UTES gave a glowing pat on the back to Brighton for their greening policy in relation to other aspects of global warming, etc., or climate change, not global climate change. And he specifically mentioned our greening policy and strategy as being a leader. in that space.
Yep, excellent. And thanks for forwarding that through as well, Phil, because I did have a listen, so thank you for that. Councillor Della Torre.
No, no need.
Is there anything further?
I don't think I'd like to say, Mr. Mayor, I think that was one of the best things I've actually read for a long time. It made a lot of sense to me. It's sort of covering all bases and using the natives and everything else, but also looking after our municipality for the future, for the future population as well. So, yeah, it's well done for everyone. It's one of the better ones I've seen on greening anywhere else. So I'm right up there with the rest of Australia.
Thanks, Councillor Gedd.
I love that submission. It needs highlighting here. It's a terrific, straightforward, clearly written strategy. Yeah. I think that's magnificent. Our response, though, should we at least have shucks or something like that? I love that. That just summarises it for me. Well done to all involved.
Do you want to add shucks to that report?
Yeah.
Councillors, nothing further. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.6 is the naming roads and streets, and in particular 15 and 19 Burrows Avenue in Brighton. Jo, I hand over to you.
Thank you. You might remember that, or you might think that this street has been called Fraser Street. The original titles actually have Fraser Street written on it, and we went to ask to reserve that name, and we were told that we couldn't have it. So Katie has worked with the developer and he's proposed Silver Gum Street because it's a local native for the area. And he would like to think that it will create a sense of stability and longevity for families that live there with respect to that tree as well. So the other thing to note is that the name will be carried right through from Burrows to Eldersley Road, so that will be continued in the future.
Thanks, Jo. Councillors, any questions? Any concerns? If not, is someone prepared to move?
Move.
Moved by Councillor Gedd, seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate?
The only thing, Mr. Mayor, it follows where their last thing with greening Australia, we're using native, so it's in the name is the native tree, so for the area, so if we've got one street already, get it. I might miss out with the Andrew Street.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillors, there's nothing further. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.7 is the Old Beach Probus Club and a request for a fee waiver. Janine, over to you. Councillors, any questions to Janine? I'll just add that I think Probus is a great idea, particularly for some of the elder members of our municipality. Gives them something to hang on to. I know my mum and dad were, when they were alive, were members of the Brighton Probus Club and loved every minute of it. So, yeah. Is there any questions?
Have to move it.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Murtagh. Is there any discussion or debate?
I just mentioned that we already waived the fees for quite a few service organisations, and anything we can do to reduce the fees for those people that are volunteering, I think, is worth us looking at. Yeah. It's a small amount of money for us, but it does directly impact on those volunteers and their ability to join and participate. So, yep. Happy to move the motion.
Thanks, Councillor Della Torre.
I'd like to.
Councillor
Owen? I'll be supporting the motion. I'd just like to add that they have got a pretty solid membership right from the word go, and with a little bit of luck, they could take over some of the other organisations that have hit a bit of a hiatus recently as far as the foreshore is concerned and neighbourhood watch. And they should be encouraged as best we can help.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillor Irons.
Yeah, I think I'm just singing the same tune as others now. Having talked at many a progress group over the years, the connection it brings, when we mentioned we're probably not doing a lot for, or there's not as much happening in the senior space as there is probably youth in our area, and probably led me to sort of think, so I've, you know, inquire as to whether we knew anything about the numbers, so that's really good to hear from Councillor Owen that the numbers are good. But I was going to suggest, yeah, maybe a little story in the Brighton Community News, like, you know, interview a few of the people there and just so people know that it's there and aware and how to get involved and that sort of thing might be worthwhile as well. Just a little added extra and get it up and running.
Thanks, Councillor Owens. Yep, excellent. We have a little move in a second. If there's no more discussion, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.8 is Uniting in Communities for Children, and it's a request for a fee waiver for the Civic Centre. Once again, I'll hand over to Janine.
Oh, yes, I don't know much about this, I'm sorry. Obviously, CBC and Uniting are holding an event on the 10th of October to support providing a culturally enriching and engaging experience for local families and children. Normally that would be alcohol is in the state 50% of the hire fee, and they're asking for the full amount, or the 50%, $481 to be waived for this particular event.
Thanks, Janine. Councillors, any questions? If not, we have a recommendation on page 27 that they waive the higher fees. So moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor Owen. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'd just like to say, Mr. Mayor, you've all heard me harp on about sports teams. Music's my other one. I think it's hugely important when we look at the development for kids and the parts of the brain and access. And for students like me, where academics wasn't a strong point, it was the dramas, the musics, all those things that I did connect with that got me to where I am now. So I think anything that can encourage music, and hopefully there's opportunities for kids to follow up after this and maybe connect with teachers and things that are there and take up some lessons or anything along that that line, I think adds huge value. I think it's very underrated.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.9 is a youth expo and a request for a fee waiver for the Civic Centre. Janine.
This has come out of one of the Community Fund's Emerging Leadership Program. So it's a youth expo that's put on, going to be put on, called the Village People's Youth Expo, and I think there's about half a dozen people named in the attachment that are putting on this event, and once again asking for to be waived for the Civic Centre.
Councillors, once again, any questions? If not, there is a recommendation on page 29. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate?
Well, just again, Mr. Mayor, it's for the youth, so it's ideal. It's right what we've been planning all along, so especially with the young leaders coming forward. So, yeah, I wish them all the best with it.
Thank you.
It's great to see the Civic Centre being used for all these things. And you see so many of these halls that just sit there and gather fluff and dust. And, yeah, it's really, really great to see it being used for all these things. It's just great to be able to support them all. Yeah. Love it.
It is. Councillors, anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.10. Is a draft unreasonable conduct of customers policy, and I'll hand over to the General Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll just speak a little bit about where this has come from, but also just recognise off the bat that a couple of councillors have raised some concerns with it prior to the meeting, and the options to us in addition to voting on it tonight and adopting it to hold it over for a month. I've spoken to the local government division and one of the key authors of putting it together and consulting the sector on it prior to it being released is happy to come and speak to it, to any councillors that are interested. Another option would be to treat it as a pilot for 12 months and then review it. But the reason it's I've put it up effectively is from my perspective, and so this was consulted at a staff level across councils and a general manager level. There is a real rise in pretty unreasonable behaviour, not just in our municipality, not just in our state, not just in our country. It's a trend globally. There are a number of potential reasons for that, but it is getting more complex and more difficult to protect staff and even at times protect community members from other community members. And when I say staff, I'm including councillors in this situation for your benefit, because it clearly affects councillors as well. One of the reasons I've put it to council, because I should probably note that this is the sort of stuff that I can do as general manager anyway, and most of the actions in there I've taken from time to time, very rarely and with very few people, but they are actions that I can take reasonably under my various legal roles for looking after and protecting staff. But one of the reasons for bringing this to council is from the sector's perspective and the minister's perspective and my perspective, there is value in this as being a consistent approach across councils in Tasmania. So, you know, these policies tend to get used for very few people that are very extreme, and it weakens a council's response if it's different from council to council, or if it's not aligned with the Department of Premier and Cabinet, or if it's not aligned with the Ombudsman. So one of the reasons it's been developed as it has is it's effectively copying what's been developed under the Ombudsman of New South Wales, been consulted with the Tasmanian Ombudsman. So I guess one of the reasons for bringing it to council rather than just sort of implementing it at the staff level is to try and get that safety in numbers, I guess, across the state and a consistent approach across councils. The only other comments I would make, I guess for context, there's probably, so some of the examples in there, it's a pretty high bar. We don't, we don't respond to minor misdemeanours or random activities. It has to be pretty extreme and generally has to be a pattern of behaviour and repeat behaviour. As I said, there's probably in my 4 and a bit years as general manager, I think there's probably one, maybe two individuals who've been told that we'll only deal with them in writing and that they shouldn't come to the building because of repeated behaviour. So we're talking small numbers of people, effectively. Which I think is obviously relevant for you guys. But that's probably enough from me, other than totally open to councils if they want to hold it over and discuss it further. We don't necessarily have to have a workshop if councillors don't want, but I'd be happy to invite any councillors that are interested to host a meeting here with Mel Brown from the local government division. So with that, back to you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillors, I'll just look for a consensus around the room. Is everyone happy to deal with this particular item this evening, or is there a view that further work needs to be done in regards to a workshop and have Mel come out and explain it? Councillor De La Torre?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I did raise some concerns on this, and I apologise for not responding to the emails. I had a bereavement over the weekend. I was concerned by the drafting. I think it is convoluted. I think it's hard to understand. I don't think it's the best fit for our council, but given the general manager's explanation of the consistency required in this policy and the fact that it's rarely used, I'm quite comfortable for the matter to be dealt with tonight.
Thank you. I might just add a sort of a supplementary question to the general manager. I'm assuming it is very convoluted and legalistic for that particular reason, that it may be, particularly the ombudsman may have to deal with any fallout from people being banned from the office or banned from communicating and then totally banned from even getting a response from us at some point in the future.
Yeah, look, that's right. Really, the people who need to read this and understand this are myself and a couple of senior staff who would step through the process. So it's really for us, for public facing, for your everyday ratepayer or resident, it's really our customer service charter. So that is much clearer and that's available, and that 99 times out of 100 tells everyone what they need to know. If this was going to get pulled out for someone to study, really they would have got a letter from me anyway explaining our concerns and a kind of please explain, stepping out the process. This would really be pulled out to justify our approach and our correspondence if and when an aggrieved customer then said, well, I'm not happy with that, I'm going to the ombudsman or the minister. So it's not really designed for public consumption. It will be transparent. It'll be on the website, but it's really to help step us through a fair and transparent process.
Thanks, James. Councillor Owen.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I just felt that it was important that it be discussed. And being a model policy, it's something that can't be tinkered with. In the name of uniformity throughout the local government business, it's been provided by the local government office, and I would like for us to discuss it and hopefully go along with the recommendation. Oh, hang on, what was the recommendation? Yep. Oh, you usually throw three or four in there, and I think, I better check that. No, happy to do that.
Thank you.
Just a question on that. Now it's a uniform. Are the councillors going to be on board with most of my work with this?
Yeah, so
otherwise, I'm worried about them. You know, this is one policy we might do, and they might change it to something else, and it's not a model.
Yeah, well, exactly. Look, I know West Tamar have either adopted it or are very close, but okay. We've been quite quick to move on this. It's only very recently released. But I was keen to adopt it and explore it. I suspect that there'll be a number of councils jump on it fairly quickly. Ideally, every council would, or a majority of councils. But as I say, the stuff in here is pretty rare. It's when everything else has failed.
I'm happy.
Can I just say that I've sat down and read the whole thing. It is a little bit tedious to read, but it took me quite a long time to read it. But it's very clear and concise. It can be it's a bit repetitive, but doesn't leave any. It doesn't leave anything hanging. So if you read this, unless you can't read or you struggle with literature, it is very clear, and the meaning is very clear. So I don't have a problem with it at all. I thought it was a very good document, and I would like to think that all the other councils will take it up. As you say, hopefully most will never be used or won't have to be used.
Well, I was going to say, rest assured, it is. But no one wants to use it.
No.
It's not a fun process to go through, and having it there not change our culture at all. We still want people as satisfied and happy as possible and to be helpful. It's a last resort.
But it's a very important thing for the staff to have this and for councillors to have this. If we are ever in this position, then we have this to back us up. And I know through my own job, we have policies. So if we have had customers who can be aggressive and and very unreasonable to deal with. And we also have a document that we can then produce and say to them, this is unreasonable, this is why. So I think it's really important to have this.
Yep, agree. Thank you. First of all, I just want to mention one thing. I probably should have suspended standing orders.
Sorry.
Because it's probably more of a discussion than questions of the general manager. So I do apologise, but hopefully I can be forgiven, Councillor Hines.
I can try and turn this into a question.
Should I suspend it now?
Would you like a suspension? I'm happy to move on.
No, I think we'll just plough on.
Okay. My very quick commentary is obviously to back up everyone. I appreciated the back and forth from Councillor De La Torre as well, because I think it is important that things are as clear as possible, and that was probably something I hadn't considered at the time, so I certainly appreciated that. But I think, you know, aside from the obvious, I mean, as Councillor Curran just said, you know, we, in our own workplaces, this is one of the most important things we set up. I feel this is so overdue here, and the level of expectation of what's provided is beyond reasonable. I think the group that's not mentioned in here that really benefits is the ratepayers, who potentially are going to be forking out hundreds of thousands of dollars of their rates to service ridiculous requests that are then used to be twisted and all sorts of different things. So, I mean, there's other side winners from this as well. So I think it's overdue and very happy to get behind it. Can I get behind it is my question. There we go.
I thought this was how much money is it going to save council? Thanks, Councillor Hines. Councillors, we have a recommendation on page 31 that council adopt the unreasonable conduct of customers policy and that a copy is made publicly available on the council's website. Is someone prepared to move? Mm-hmm. Moved by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate, or have we had enough?
I would just add, Mr. Mayor, that I will be supporting the motion. The policy is an important one for us to have. I think had we had the opportunity to create our own, we could have come up with something more bespoke, but protecting the health and safety of our staff and councillors is of the utmost importance. And the general manager has a responsibility to his staff, and if this is a tool to help him manage that, I'm happy to support it. So.
Thank you. Councillors, is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against?
No.
Councillor Murtagh is against.
Can I speak, please? Yeah.
Sorry?
Can I speak?
No.
Okay.
Probably should have taken the opportunity. So apologies for that.
No, that's fine.
Unless I can have a consensus that you are able to Councillor Murtagh, you've got the floor.
It's not that I'm against, I'm just unsure of a decision at the moment, so that's why I'm standing against.
No worries. Thank you.
That's good.
Councillors, item 15 is questions on notice, and there are no questions on notice for the August meeting. That now concludes the open session of our meeting, and in a few minutes we'll move into a closed session.